Healthcare is always a hot topic of conversation in Surrey, from long waits in the emergency rooms to a lack of resources that match Surrey's growing population. Many doctors and nurses have repeatedly raised the alarm about issues at Surrey Memorial Hospital. In September, emergency physicians sent a letter to Dr. Victoria Lee, CEO of Fraser Health, saying urgent action is needed to address the worsening conditions for patients and emergency department workers. A month earlier, in August, a nurse at Surrey Memorial Hospital told the NOW leader how staffing issues were making work unsafe. The individual, who requested anonymity for fear of retribution from their employer, told the NOW leader about the immense pressure they are under as ICU nurses are being assigned, otherwise known as redeployed, to the emergency room to cover as the ER is short-staffed. These issues are not unique to Surrey Memorial Hospital, but similar ones also occur at Peace Arch Hospital. Peace Arch Hospital, too, has seen long waits for care in the emergency room. In August, the ER narrowly avoided closing down due to a shortage of physicians. A diversion was averted at the 11th hour heading into the BC day-long weekend. Family doctor shortages, too, remain a perennial local issue for residents of the peninsula and around BC, as BC heads into another provincial election on October 19, healthcare has been one of the main issues at the forefront. Black Press Media reached out to the parties in the BC election to speak to how their government, if elected, would address the issue in Surrey. Mike Starchick, BC NDP candidate for Surrey Cloverdale, said that if the BC NDP is re-elected, it will continue with its campaign of ensuring all British Columbians have a family doctor by 2025. We've connected over 250,000 people to family doctors in the last year, and so we're moving the dial in the right direction, Starchick said. If I take a look at the predictions in the next 6 months of attracting another 160,000 people to a family doctor, that we're getting ourselves very close to over 50% of the people having a family doctor. The BC NDP will continue working on the Hospital and Regional Cancer Centre in Cloverdale, which is set to open in 2030. The hospital alone is going to provide 120,000 visits in their ER when it opens up, and that's going to have a great effect to the people at Surrey on what kind of a load that's going to take off of Surrey Memorial, Peace Arch as well, and possibly Langley and Delta, Starchick said. When you think about what we said in 2020, we said we were going to build a hospital, we said we were going to build a regional cancer center, and we're actually doing it. Starchick is especially passionate about the cancer center. As a former firefighter, you know we are more susceptible. 50% of the people that I'm going to work with, or did work with, may be diagnosed with cancer, Starchick said. Every single person that I met on my first day in the very first hall that I went into, they've all died of cancer. I went to the same calls, I breathed the same air, I wore the same equipment, and I'm still here as I'm walking, talking, ticking time bomb. The cancer center will have diagnostic equipment that is not found anywhere in North America except in New York, he added. The Conservative Party of BC did not provide a candidate for an interview. During an All Surrey Candidates dialogue hosted by the Surrey Board of Trade on Wednesday, October 2, the moderator, Jasroop Gosal, posed the question, what will you and your party do to further support and commit to enhancing Surrey's healthcare capacity, and how will you ensure that any new piece of infrastructure that is built will adequately address the needs of Surrey? Eleanor Sturco, Conservative Party of BC candidate for Surrey Cloverdale, said she felt the new Cloverdale Hospital will not adequately meet the needs of Surrey residents. If elected, our government will take a look at this project. We will take a look at the project to see if there's ways of improving it, Sturco said. We know the community has waited a long time, and we don't want to add to the NDP spiraling costs and delays, but we will look at the alignment of the community and see if we can make some improvements to better align with the needs of our growing city. If elected, the BC Conservatives are pledging to implement what they call a patient-first healthcare plan. The plan emphasizes funding for frontline care, supporting healthcare workers, and expanding emergency services to put patient care at the forefront, reads a party press release. The party states they will expand access to healthcare, end long wait times, and implement an activity-based funding policy, among other things. This will see hospitals, regional health authorities, and/or other non-government facilities funded based on their output. Each time they treat patients for specific diagnostic and priority procedures, they receive additional funds. This approach incentivizes providers to be more efficient and treat as many patients as possible, reads a post on conservativebc.ca. They also promise to compensate health workers who lost their jobs for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine and repeal the Health Professions and Occupations Act, sweeping legislation that merges BC's health regulatory colleges from 15 to 6 that has been criticized by groups, including doctors and nurses. Pat McCutcheon, BC Green Party candidate for Surrey Cloverdale, said at the All Surrey Candidates Dialogue hosted by the Surrey Board of Trade that the party wants to introduce community health care centers. It would establish 93 community health centers across the province within the first year as part of what the party has called the Dogwood model. They say the model streamlines complicated referrals and ensures comprehensive care all in one place. These healthcare centers are team-based within the healthcare centers. You will have family doctors, you will have nurse practitioners, physiotherapists and psychologists, etc., McCutcheon said. The government would lease and administer workspace under the Dogwood model, allowing healthcare professionals to focus on patient care. With files from the Canadian Press.